Proclamation number 3685 of 13th of February, 1946. Serious trials of truth. Seriously put the question to yourselves whether and how you fulfill my will, and only then judge the value of my word which is offered to you as my gift of grace. For your judgment depends on your soul's degree of maturity in this, in turn, depends on the fulfillment of my will, of my commandments, which I gave in order to lead you towards spiritual maturity. A person who has not yet reached a certain degree of maturity is also still weak of power of realization. He cannot distinguish truth from lies. He cannot recognize them as such, because ignorance is the characteristic of the fallen person, because ignorance and inadequate knowledge signifies spiritual darkness into which the being fell due to the past sin of rebellion against me. And I want to lead the being out of this darkness into the light again. I want to help it to shape itself such that the state of ignorance will change into a state of knowledge. I will help it to increase its degree of maturity and give it the means to do so. I convey my word to it which proclaims my will to it for the first time and at the same time offers it purest truth. If the human being fulfills my will, then he will also recognize the truth as such, and therefore the will must first become seriously active. The will must be strong in the heart. It must not just be expressed in words or fleeting thoughts, for an illusory will does not lead to success. It does not earn the soul a higher degree of maturity and therefore also no power of realization. But I look into the heart, I know every person's will, I also help where it is weak as long as I don't encounter any resistance, for the slightest resistance is a hindrance to my working, to my transmission of strength in order to be able to carry out the will. The human being himself must seriously want to mature his soul, to live according to my will, and approach me from the bottom of his heart for support. The serious will is the surest guarantee that he will also come to recognize the truth, for to the extent that he works on himself, his faculty of judgment also increases and thus the ability to recognize spiritual good as offered by me, but to eliminate erroneous teachings and to free himself from them. The person who endeavors to live in accordance with my will also gain complete trust in the giver of truth. It will be understandable to him that Roman 1, as the eternal truth myself, do not want to let my living creations walk in error, because I'm also love itself. It will be understandable to him that an earthly child desiring the truth will not ask in vain, that I will truly grant its request and fully grant it the truth, for how else could I possibly proclaim my love? If I wanted to deny a requesting child the best, the pure truth, which alone leads to me, to eternal life. Consider this, that only one can give you the truth. And that this one is exceedingly loving and just, that he distributes according to worthiness and desire. And that anyone who wants to possess the truth must earnestly desire it but must also first shape himself such that he is worthy of a gift offered by me myself. It can indeed be given to the human being everywhere and in every form, through word and scripture, but worthiness and desire for truth always presupposes the supply of pure truth. And therefore seriously examine yourselves as to what extent you comply with my demand, as to what extent you make my will your concern, and carry out the examinations in your heart, not just intellectually or with empty words. And if you earnestly want to, you will see brightly and clearly where truth or error is offered to you. Amen.